Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
Some years ago, I was in Amsterdam, Holland. Billy Graham, the famous evangelist, hosted a conference there for itinerant evangelists from all over the world. One place I was able to visit in Italy was Venice. My good friend Joel Lenton, who's now gone to be with Christ, pointed to a small bridge and said, "George, you've got to walk over that bridge. It's one of the most famous bridges in the world."
And you also tell me of another bridge over there, the Bridge of Sighs, because when prisoners were sentenced to death by the Doge or Chief Magistrate, they'd walk over this bridge to their place of execution and sigh as they looked at the outside world, never to return.
People who aren't incarcerated in the prison say they're free. But anyone without Christ isn't free. We all want freedom. But what is freedom? The problem is the world's interpretation of the word. Their freedom is a freedom to live and sin as they please. So real freedom is life in Christ.
Freedom is summed up in the Ten Commandments centuries ago. God gave 10 rules or commands to Moses on Mount Sinai. They speak of freedom, self-restraint, and love. These three words sum up why Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago on a hill in Israel called Calvary.
Jesus died as a ransom or payment for our sin. He could have walked away from that situation, but the Bible says in John's Gospel, God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
The bridge to God is through his beloved Son, Jesus. When Jesus was betrayed by the traitorous Judas and then imprisoned, he could have walked away from that situation, but he didn't, simply because he came from his Father in heaven specifically to be the ransom that would admit us into heaven. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have life in its fullness."
When God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses, those rules showed his love, first for the children of Israel, and they also showed his perfection. He demanded the price for sin be paid before we could enter his presence in heaven when we die. God knew we couldn't keep them because of our sin. We don't have the moral strength, but Jesus, God's Son, does. That's why he died and rose again.
Yes, Jesus is our bridge to God. Our perfect Saviour paid the price demanded by God so we could enter heaven when we die. That's why the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever, and that's us, whoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
The most important decision you can make in life is to turn to Christ, to turn from sin, and invite Jesus to come into your life as your Lord and Saviour.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again. George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, 2170.